Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Maria, I'm delighted to have you back on the show because when we had you on, I think it was two or three months ago we were chatting and I was so, I was so taken with everything that you had to say then about essential oils and aromatherapy. And I thought it would be a good idea, as it is, to have you back on, particularly now at this time of the year, to talk about how perhaps we can use aromatherapy and essential oils for our own betterment and our own health as we're heading into winter, because I think traditionally this is can be a very challenging time for a lot of people, and of course with the pandemic notwithstanding, and I know the restrictions now are lifting, but it's still an anxious time for people on a number of different levels. And as I know you've said before, that there's an essential oil for everything, so I thought it would be good for you to talk us through what we can do to help ourselves at this time of the year.
Thank you very much for having me back at the show, Carol, first and foremost. But yes, you're right. It is, we're coming into the dark evenings now, and traditionally what would be the flu season, and notwithstanding, of course, with COVID. But, you know, essential oils are fantastic for everything, you know, to help with stress. They can help boost your immune system with pain relief. They can help you sleep, depending on what you need. And actually, essential oils have what they call this adaptability gene. So if your body needs to rest and it needs sleep, an oil could help you sleep. But the same oil could help you, give you some energy, a boost of energy if you need it. The oil will adapt to what the body needs, because your body has a great capacity to heal itself, and it does send us messages and tells us what we need if we just take the time to listen to it.
Before we talk about specific oils, Maria, I mean, how actually do they work?
Well, you see, the goodness that's in the oil, it's found naturally in plants. And when they're distilled, some of those compounds can change. So depending on the chemical compound of the oil determines what that oil is good for. So there'll be certain chemical compounds that will be found in naturally in plants that are good for pain. There will be, you know, chemical compounds that would be good for stress. So if we take, say, frankincense, for example, frankincense, how they get it is they cut a slit in a mark in the bark of the tree, and the resin oozes out to heal the cut on the trunk of the tree. So frankincense essential oil is really great for the skin. It's really great for scars, and that can be both physical and emotional scars. So if someone was heartbroken or something like that, or grief, you could have this frankincense. So it depends on what is the chemical compound each essential oil has within it determines then what it's good for.
And say now, you know, as I said at the start, that we're heading into autumn and winter, which can be a challenging time, you know, with the clocks going back and sad, you know, the seasonal disorder.
Yes.
What essential oils would you recommend that people could use to actually help them navigate this time of year?
There's lots of oils that you can use, but essentially I would say get the oil that you really like to smell, first and foremost, because I could tell you a particular oil, if you don't like the smell of it, you're never going to use it, and it's going to be no good sitting in the bottle. So I would always go with the oils that you like and what's available to you in the shops that you're there. Like, you can't go wrong with tea tree. Everyone knows tea tree is a good antiviral, antibacterial oil. It's good for stress as well, boost our immune system. Lavender is very good as well. Sweet thyme is a great oil for stress, for pain, immune system, as antiviral, antibacterial. But I suppose the most important thing when you have the oils is knowing how to use them. And that's the big thing, because these are very potent oils, so you never ever apply essential oil neat on your skin. Always blend it or mix it in a carrier oil.
And what is a carrier oil?
It's just an oil that essential oils, they need to be absorbed in fat. The oil acts like a carrier, absorbs into the oil, and it allows that to pass in through the mantle of the skin to allow the skin to absorb the oil. And so an example of a carrier oil is sweet almond oil, or even olive oil or alcohol, it could be alcohol either. You know, sometimes they have a spray and they'll mix it in alcohol. But it needs fat, really, in order to be able to carry it. And then a small amount of oil. The aromatherapy is, you know, you need to be informed and controlled in your use of the essential oil. And that's very important, those two words, informed and controlled. You don't put in a load of drops. So if you have a 50ml little bottle of oil, you're talking about 15 drops, and that's it.
And applying the oil with the carrier to your skin, as opposed to, say, maybe burning it, what's the advantage?
Well, the fastest way to get essential oils into your system is through your nose. So burning your oils, inhaling the oils is fantastic. If people have sniffles and whatever coming into the winter time, burning the actual antiviral oils in the home will help. I often make my clients aroma sticks, which are like little thick inhalers, but it's, you know, so that they can take this in their handbag and they can use it. But you could put some oils on a tissue and actually just inhale them. And if you're burning them in your home and you have a ceramic burner, make sure that the water is hot before you add the oils and light your candle.
Oh.
Most people put cold water in and then light their candle. But what happens is the candle takes too long for the heat the water, and that's why you're not getting the aroma of the oils. Put the hot water in and you get your oils.
Do you know something?
There's a little tip for you now,
well,
Carol.
Maria, that's so obvious. I mean, it stands to reason. And actually, I was going to ask you, how come I burn oils and I never get any scent? So there is a very good tip. So use
unless hot water. You have an electric diffuser, use cold water, but if you have your ceramic burner, that is the main thing. And even having a lovely aromatherapy bath is just the best. It's so fantastic to help people sleep, to help people, you know, if they're feeling stressed. Or if you have any kind of muscular aches and pains, lovely hot water, but then put the oils in on that. Always make sure that if you're having your aromatherapy bath, make up a blend and apply it onto your skin and just get into the hot water, or else put the blend into the water. You have to blend it first because oil and water doesn't mix. Your essential oils will just sit on the top of the water, and so you're not getting them into your skin, and it could actually burn your skin because you'd be getting neat oil on it. So no, you always blend it in something. So in the Escofields, the shower gels, it's already blended into the shower gel or into the so I can put that directly into the water, or I can put it on my skin and get into the shower. So if you have it at home and you have some oils and you want to have a bath, put them in some, it can be olive oil, whatever you have, and just put it, maybe a tablespoon of olive oil or whatever you have, and then put maybe 8 to 10 drops and then have your bath. That's my thing every Saturday evening. That is my treat myself, is I go up the stairs, I have my aromatherapy bath, I apply my oil, being very mindful, you know, about sending loving energy to my body, because that is so important. It's not just using oils or using my products, but it's how you use them. It's sending loving energy to your body, because thoughts have energy. So if we very often, and particularly women, we negate our body. We're not tall enough, we're not small, you know, we're too fat, we're too thin, we're whatever. And if we send loving energy and appreciation to our body, it will automatically help feel better. It'll help boost our immune system. It'll help us sleep. You can actually feel better by changing your thoughts.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. We've talked about that on the show before. Maria,
before
we finish, on this coming Monday is a National Menopause Day. Is there anything you would recommend that perhaps we could use to just make this time a little bit more pleasant to deal with?
Well, Vetiver is fantastic. It's called the Oil of Tranquility, but it's fantastic for menopause because it's brilliant for a time of change. So it's very earthy, it brings you out of your head and brings you more comfortable into your body. So Vetiver, geranium is really good. It's good for balancing the hormones. And lavender, obviously, and cypress. Cypress is a really good oil for change. So any kind of oils that are good for change, because we're changing, our body's changing, we're moving into a new era and a new time in our lives. And using the essential oils will help with this, you know, the various different signs or hot flushes or whatever, and help us sleep, because I think a lot of times women during menopause, their sleep is affected. And if your sleep is affected, you don't have the same energy, you don't have the same motivation when you're tired.
Absolutely. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Okay, fabulous. Excellent advice there, Maria, and a pleasure to have you back on with us. And I understand that next Friday, you're giving a talk. Is that right, in Athlone?
Yes, I'm actually started a collaboration with JG Elite. It's a gym in Athlone, and they have senior fitness classes for people over the age of 50, women over the age of 50. So it's to help, it's a kind of resistance training to help increase strength and mobility, particularly for people that may be suffering from osteoporosis or, you know, have balance issues. And part of that is that there's a social aspect, but I'm actually going in to talk to them about how essential oils can be helpful if you're going back to taking up exercise to help with maybe pain or, you know, kind of help people sleep. So Esker Fields, I'm delighted that the products are going to be part in the gym, and we're going to look at having a collaboration of how we can, John actually looks from the outside in with this exercise, and with the essential oils is looking from the inside out. Yes. How can we have a more holistic approach? So that's next Friday, yeah, the 22nd. So check it out. Love it. Within that zone.
Maria Esker from Esker Fields. And if anyone wants to find out any more information about what it is that you do as well, it's on your website, eskerfields.ie. And Maria, a pleasure to have you on the show with us this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Carol.